first game at Hull Ice Arena with head coach Stephen Foster after a controversial 4-3 overtime loss to Hull Jets. We've come back at the end there, Stephen, but it's not been quite enough. We've been we've diddled there in overtime.
Yeah, I think obviously you've got it because it looked way offside when we were looking at it from the bench. It looked way offside, so obviously that was for the winner. And then during the game, just some bizarre calls. Like Darren scores goal, pretty sure it went into the underbar and then straight back out. Didn't get called, and then Ian's skate. Didn't do a kicking motion and it went in, and that got disallowed as well, so we should have been well okay today. And I feel that was quite a few calls went against us, whether it was icings, whether it was those things. I'd be interested to see back some of these on the video, just to kind of, were we totally right? And I'm pretty sure we are.
Yeah, well, to be fair, this game has been broadcast over YouTube today, so we have got fans who've sat at home and have watched these incidents and relayed them back to us. So we kind of had it on the fly, as you like, having people tell us what's been happening, and it does look that those two goals should have stood, and that that final overtime goal was offside. But we'll kind of put that to bed for the time being and just concentrate on the game itself. Really, we should have been on top of the game anyway. I think we outshot them quite heavily in the second period, but couldn't seem to score.
No, I think obviously this game's like, obviously we played them at home, and I thought Hull put a good effort in today. They played their kind of game that they wanted to. They got a little bit chippy at times, trying to take us off our game. Our passing and finishing just wasn't where it can be. Sometimes we were getting in good position, particularly early on. We got in really good positions ready to shoot. We're making that extra pass when it wasn't really there. They were covering the pass more than the shot, and when you're in prime position, you just need to snipe that. And some of the times I feel when we're getting in good positions, when we do shoot, we're shooting at the goalie an awful lot, where we would pick corners before and it would have gone our way, and that isn't quite happening at the minute. Obviously, we're short of a couple of players today, but the boys who came in, Sam and Matty, they did a good job for us, and you know, it didn't look out of place. And it's good. Like you say, I mean, Hull worked hard all night, and they've improved since we played them the last time. Obviously, at home we took it to them really bad there. But I think all of us as a team, all of the fans, I'm sure, are good at coming away without the 3 points here because of the controversial bits of it. And you shouldn't go away. You don't mind getting beat if the other team has been the best team and they deserve it, where I actually don't think that's the case. I don't think we were at our best, you know, but at the end of the day, I think we had more than enough to win this game, and put those other circumstances in there, we would have won the game.
There was quite a few tinkering with lines, shall we say, during the game. I noticed the what should we call it, the old first line was back together for a little while, and then moving players around to accommodate the players that were missing, and slotting Matty and Sam in different places. Was that a conscious decision, or was that just something that kind of was organic on the bench?
Yeah, we had to try and change things on some of it, and some of it was to, you know, come in the third period, roll just two centremen, Mossy and Mikey, and then three sets of wingers. And then towards the end, I put Mikey back with Ian and Chris. And then I put Lucas on with Mossy and Rowley. It was just a spark. We just needed something. It wasn't quite working. And we've just got to keep trying things to, you know, we don't want to keep doing the same thing. We wanted to try and get north very, very quickly today, try and get in behind them, because I felt when we were doing that, we were good. But that's all just to try and spark something. We just, you know, I had Ben up front for a little bit there with Rowley when Lucas was in the box as well. So it was a bit of a juggling act when we're a little bit shorter. And yes, I lent on the older boys that little bit more.
Well, we've got to take that kind of the pain and that feeling of being just that little bit robbed into tomorrow's game. Now we've got to come roaring back, and We owe Solihull one tomorrow anyway. So does this give it extra fire, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think as long as the boys recover well, get plenty of fluids in, and we've got Callum and Alex back tomorrow as well, I think we'll be absolutely fine. Like I say, after the way they beat us at our place, yes, we owe them for that. But then what happened down there, where we got no ice, we got no warm up, and we deserve something out of that game as well. And you know, everybody put something into that game. I think that makes it all that bit more, you know, hungry. Everybody's hungry for there. We wanted a 6-point weekend this weekend. We now can't get that, but we can get 3 points tomorrow. And I think the boys will come out firing, determined, and want to make a statement in our place as well. You know, it's our barn, and they had it far too easy last time they played at ours, and we should be raring to go, ready for that.